Lehrabschlussprüfungen für Kauffrau, Kaufmann. B-Profil 2013. Englisch, Hörverstehen. Serie 1. Each part of this listening comprehension will be played twice. Task A. Look at the notes below. Listen to the monologues. Fill in the missing information. You now have 20 seconds to look at the tasks. Now listen.
1. A company answering machine.
Welcome to TDS, your communication company. You can trust all of your digital needs to TDS. We have been in business serving you for over 60 years. If you are phoning for information to telephone service, press 1. To internet service, press 2. To television service, press 3. If you have any questions regarding an invoice, press 4. Regarding a change in your account or service, press 5. Please have your account number and PIN code ready for faster service. If you would like to hear these choices again, press 6. All of our representatives are busy at the moment. We will connect you as soon as we can. Please hold the line. For emergencies needing immediate home repairs, please use our hotline number at 0800-235-7888. Our hotline is available 24/7. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can also find all of our services online at tds.com.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
One. A company answering machine.
Welcome to TDS, your communication company. You can trust all of your digital needs to TDS. We have been in business serving you for over 60 years. If you are phoning for information to telephone service, press 1. To internet service, press 2. To television service, press 3. If you have any questions regarding an invoice, press 4. Regarding a change in your account or service, press 5. Please have your account number and PIN code ready for faster service. If you would like to hear these choices again, press 6. All of our representatives are busy at the moment. We will connect you as soon as we can. Please hold the line. For emergencies needing immediate home repairs, please use our hotline number at 0800-235-7888. Our hotline is available 24/7. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can also find all of our services online at tds.com.
Now go on to part 2.
2. A radio program.
Good morning. This is our weather and travel update on WCCO Radio. Today we can look forward to sunny skies and high temperatures of 28 to 30 degrees. These will drop, though, to around 22 in the evening as the chance of showers increases. Be prepared because thunderstorms are expected by around 7 p.m. Are you planning your holiday soon? Then make sure you contact Allstate for the best travel insurance. Don't let your vacation turn into a horror trip due to illness, airline cancellations, or car problems. Talk to your local Allstate agent now. Locate the office nearest you at allstate.com, allstate.com, or find their number in your local phone book. There will be long stretches of road construction on the interstate freeway I-94, going north during the next 2 weeks. For easier driving, go over to Litchfield on Highway 12 and then drive north to St. Cloud on Highway 15.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Two. A radio program.
Good morning. This is our weather and travel update on WCCO Radio. Today we can look forward to sunny skies and high temperatures of 28 to 30 degrees. These will drop, though, to around 22 in the evening as the chance of showers increases. Be prepared because thunderstorms are expected by around 7 p.m. Are you planning your holiday soon? Then make sure you contact Allstate for the best travel insurance. Don't let your vacation turn into a horror trip due to illness, airline cancellations, or car problems. Talk to your local Allstate agent now. Locate the office nearest you at allstate.com, allstate.com, or find their number in your local phone book. There will be long stretches of road construction on the interstate freeway I-94 going north during the next 2 weeks. For easier driving, go over to Litchfield on Highway 12 and then drive north to St. Cloud on Highway 15.
This is the end of Task A. Task B will begin in about 20 seconds. Task B.
You will now listen to a radio interview on business travelers.
For each question, mark the best answer, A, B, or C. Tick one answer only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Ready?
Welcome to our program On the Road Again. As our guest today, we have Muriel Smith. Hello, Ms. Smith.
Hello, Mr. Hanson.
A lot of business travel can change a person's personality and affect their personal life. How do they feel about those changes? Ms. Smith is here to tell us the results of her study on the feelings business travelers have. This is a very interesting topic, but first off, Ms. Smith, how was this study organised?
Well, the first question was, who should we ask? First, we decided to look for people who had travelled within the last 12 months. And out of these, we questioned 1,021 business travellers who had gone on 3 or more business trips and had stayed in a hotel for 22 or more nights this past year.
We've all heard that people who don't get to go on business trips think it must be wonderful jetting around the world and seeing many different places. However, those who have to do it say it's not as great as one imagines it to be. You don't have any free time. In fact, some even say they work harder and longer hours when they're on the road. What have you found out?
The longer working time is a fact. Twice as much, actually. Despite that, 60% claim a sense of freedom because they can plan their days the way they want to. A high 92% say they like their lifestyle, which surprised us. Only 13% mentioned emotional health problems, and only 20% had physical problems because of their business trips.
What do they like best about it?
Just as you mentioned, the most enjoyable thing about it is experiencing new places and meeting new people, which can also be challenging. Therefore, 80% said it raised their self-confidence. They felt they were better prepared for whatever happens to them in their life, especially anything unexpected. They were able to deal with it.
Any positive effects on work?
Oh, yes. 4 out of 5 noticed getting better career opportunities and enjoyed being known for quality work. They felt travelling made them more successful in their job and more knowledgeable about what they do. All these things led to an all-round happier person.
Didn't they miss the colleagues at the office?
Probably, because only 36% felt that not having to go to the office was nice. Half of them listed earning travel points or miles in airline, car rental or hotel programs as more important.
Aren't there any disadvantages?
Definitely. Being away from the family or that one special person is the biggest problem. This in turn makes them develop a very strong appreciation of family and home cooking, even though dining out is also listed as one of the top nice items in business travel. Then, sleeping badly in other beds or not being able to do one's usual weekly fitness program are also problems.
Are there any differences between men and women?
Yes, there are. Although the majority enjoy getting ready for the trip, 2 out of 10 feel sad. While men feel confident and calm, women feel stressed, nervous and guilty. They feel they always have to get everything in order on the home front, whereas men think those jobs can wait. An interesting point is that after they find out a business trip is necessary, men book a hotel first and women pack first.
Anything else?
Well, on the humorous side, electric chargers and toothbrushes get forgotten the most. Pyjamas and socks are second. In addition, the young business traveller will forget to bring his or her shoes. And everyone takes along something that reminds them of home. Photos, personal items or gifts.
Thank you, Muriel. Next week we will tell our listeners about fly fishing.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Welcome to our programme On the Road Again. As our guest today, we have Muriel Smith. Hello, Ms. Smith.
Hello, Mr. Hansen.
A lot of business travel can change a person's personality and affect their personal life. How do they feel about those changes? Ms. Smith is here to tell us the results of her study on the feelings business travellers have. This is a very interesting topic, but first off, Ms. Smith, how was this study organised?
Well, the first question was, who should we ask? First, we decided to look for people who had travelled within the last 12 months. And out of these, we questioned 1,021 business travellers who had gone on 3 or more business trips and had stayed in a hotel for 22 or more nights this past year.
We've all heard that people who don't get to go on business trips think it must be wonderful jetting around the world and seeing many different places. However, those who have to do it say it's not as great as one imagines it to be. You don't have any free time. In fact, some even say they work harder and longer hours when they're on the road. What have you found out?
The longer working time is a fact. Twice as much, actually. Despite that, 60% claim a sense of freedom because they can plan their days the way they want to. A high 92% say they like their lifestyle, which surprised us. Only 13% mentioned emotional health problems, and only 20% had physical problems because of their business trips.
What do they like best about it?
Just as you mentioned, the most enjoyable thing about it is experiencing new places and meeting new people, which can also be challenging. Therefore, 80% said it raised their self-confidence. They felt they were better prepared for whatever happens to them in their life, especially anything unexpected. They were able to deal with it.
Any positive effects on work?
Oh, yes. 4 out of 5 noticed getting better career opportunities and enjoyed being known for quality work. They felt travelling made them more successful in their job and more knowledgeable about what they do. All these things led to an all-round happier person.
Didn't they miss the colleagues at the office?
Probably, because only 36% felt that not having to go to the office was nice. Half of them listed earning travel points or miles in airline, car rental or hotel programs as more important.
Aren't there any disadvantages?
Definitely. Being away from the family or that one special person is the biggest problem. This in turn makes them develop a very strong appreciation of family and home cooking, even though dining out is also listed as one of the top nice items in business travel. Then, sleeping badly in other beds or not being able to do one's usual weekly fitness program are also problems.
Are there any differences between men and women?
Yes, there are. Although the majority enjoy getting ready for the trip, 2 out of 10 feel sad. While men feel confident and calm, women feel stressed, nervous and guilty. They feel they always have to get everything in order on the home front, whereas men think those jobs can wait. An interesting point is that after they find out a business trip is necessary, men book a hotel first and women pack first.
Anything else?
Well, on the humorous side, electric chargers and toothbrushes get forgotten the most. Pajamas and socks are second. In addition, the young business traveller will forget to bring his or her shoes. And everyone takes along something that reminds them of home. Photos, personal items, or gifts.
Thank you, Muriel. Next week we will tell our listeners about fly fishing.
This is the end of task B. You now have time to complete your answers. This is the end of your English listening comprehension exam. Please stop writing and hand in your paper.